This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Secretary of State Colin Powell today is in northern Iraq as he concludes a two-day tour of the country. Powell met with Kurdish leaders and visited the town where thousands of Kurds were killed 15 years ago in a poison gas attack ordered by Saddam Hussein. Iraqi Kurds strongly backed the U.S. intervention in Iraq and fought alongside American troops during the fight to oust the regime. But some Kurds are worried that with Saddam Hussein removed from power, the United States no longer cares about them. NPR's Emily Harris traveled to Erbil and sent this report.
Erbil's money market is a few crowded streets jammed with men hawking U.S. dollars and stacks of Iraqi dinars from plastic bags and cardboard boxes. There are two kinds of dinars available here, one used in most of Iraq and another, printed in Switzerland, used only here. Up a dark stairway, minions of money changers Siam and Malud Rasul count tens of thousands of bills a day. Rasul says the U.S. let the Kurds down by announcing an exchange rate for new Iraqi money due in October that essentially devalues the dinar used in Kurdish territory.
We are all upset about this American decision because when they entered Iraq at the beginning, they promised us to change our situation and to develop our economy. But now we see they do the opposite of what they say.
He and others in the money business led street protests against the decision. Journalist Hayman Haourami says he is angry the U.S. didn't manage to organize salaries right away for the Peshmerga, Kurdish fighters who helped U.S. troops in the war.
That is a very, very amazing point. Why you are not paying your allies, your comrades, the Peshmerga forces who fought with you in the same trenches. They were killed in the Iraqi liberation operation, you know, and they paid the price. But after the toppling of Saddam Hussein's, you're ready to page the Iraqi army, but you ignore the Peshmerga forces.
Perhaps the thing most upsetting many Kurds about the U.S. now is that Washington wants Turkey to send peacekeeping troops to Iraq. Turkey has long repressed its own Kurdish population, and Kurds in Iraq see Turkey as a threat. U.S. officials suggest any such deployment would likely be in southern Iraq, far from the Kurds. Lieutenant Colonel Harry Shute, the U.S. military commander in the area, tells Kurds this is a chance to build a new relationship with Turkey. In answer to other complaints, he counsels patience.
Certainly, there are some aspects of life which are not moving as forward for this area as well as we would like, but I think that's a natural side effect of trying to bring what has been an autonomous part of the country back to some degree of central integration with Baghdad.
But integration with Baghdad may be part of the problem. Kurds right now back a federation-style government in Iraq so they can retain much of their current autonomy. Anne Mirani, a Canadian married to a Kurd, works for the Erbil government on the UN Oil for Food program. She is tracking about $2 billion from that program she says was supposed to go to reconstruction projects in the north. Infrastructure here was not bombed this spring, but suffers from years of civil war and an embargo imposed by Saddam. Mirani says that $2 billion is now likely to go into a general fund for Iraq. She doesn't think it will come back to Kurdish areas.
The trust is not there yet. Nobody has the confidence in this system yet that they can be assured that this is the way it's going to go. And with attention focused on, we better fix up Baghdad, you tell me where they're going to spend money. I don't believe that they're going to come here. They have this perception that this region is just fine, but it's not. It's a very fragile situation here.
Two rival armed political parties, the PUK and the KDP, fought here for years. To present a united front before the war, they signed off on a new power-sharing deal. That appears stable. But many Kurds are ultimately loyal to one side. A festival in the hills above Erbil celebrates 100 years since the birth of Mustafa Barzani, founder of the KDP. After the folk dancing, English teacher Ziad Mohammed says the two Kurdish factions are working well together, at least for now.
Coalition troops want them one. Okay, they cannot be separated. If they have the chances to separate, I think they will separate. They will not accept each other's opinion. But now, they must. It's a must, I think. We want as Kurds, and later let's divide it into PUK and other groups, no problem.
Kurds are delighted Iraq's new foreign minister is one of them. They say that may go a long way in keeping the U.S. and the world aware of what they want. Emily Harris, NPR News, Baghdad.